Note that Karen is revealed the former Playboy model, Baywatch actress, and Raiders cheerleader, who now works as a realtor. Interesting. Interesting. FBI arrests her for assaulting a passenger age 80 who took his mask off to eat, though she wasn't wearing a mask either. That's just lovely. That's just lovely. Sure, yeah, do what I say. Not what I do. Oh, yeah. That's great. That is fucking great. Wonderful. Wonderful. That's your typical Karen. So what we have here is a former hottie who hasn't realized now that she is now a hottie naughty, no longer a hottie, and he still expects to grift along on her looks. Get by on her looks. Do whatever she wants, participate in bad behavior, and have no consequences, as if she was still 25, as if she was still hot, as if she was still pre-wall. She really hasn't realized yet that, the hot chick privilege is gone, but she's gonna find out real soon. Yeah, the passenger, Patricia Cornwall, was arrested by the FBI on Thursday, after getting into an altercation with a male passenger. She didn't get into an altercation. She started an altercation. When you say getting into, that's implying that she had no fault, or that it was somehow equal between the two, or somehow faced through the tango. No. She created the altercation. Let's be honest and clear about this. Cornwall 51 was a former cheerleader with the Las Vegas Raiders. She also had minor roles in Baywatch and played with Baywatch. I say, I know she's old. She worked as a real estate agent. You know, all these hot broads become real estate agents, right? All these former models and former hotties who were in movies and TV shows only because they were really good looking. Then they go into real estate because they can then, grift off their looks. They can skate by on their looks and, sell houses and sell properties because they're hot. You know, the guy wants to impress them. Some guy buying a piece of property wants to impress her. How much money he's got and the purchase he's making. Ooh, oh, get their pants. Yeah, I'm gonna buy this house for $12 million. Those days are over. Those days are over, honey. You just haven't realized it. So she worked as a real estate agent in Los Angeles. Big surprise. But appeared to have relocated to Florida in recent months. Yeah. Her hot girl privileges have worn off now. Yeah. And she moved to Florida with Governor Ron DeSantis. I'm surprised. You moved to a Republican bastion, honey, full of anti-communists. I'm surprised you moved to a red state. It's amazing to me how these commies, these pinkos, these leftoids, once whatever was making the money in their liberal strongholds, lose that profit-making ability. They tend to move to conservative places. Interesting how that works. The older male passenger, older? Yeah, 30 years older. Like old enough to be your father. Like old, old. He's like 80 years old. Why did you just say old male passenger? Who she attacked? Had been eating at the time. Yeah, what is she complaining about? By the way, I think she was drunk or on drugs or something. The way she was acting was just so incoherent and ridiculous. I mean, I think she was high or drunk or both. He had his mask off. He was eating. How can he eat with the mask off? Well, he could have slipped. Well, then wouldn't it be useless? I mean, it's useless anyway. Surgical masks are only good for 15 minutes in a non-sterile environment, and they stop working. They will actually make you more sick because then they become clogged, and they become clogged up with germs and bacteria that it catches, and then you can inhale that. So it goes from being something that protects you from illness after about 15 minutes to something that catches illness and then makes it more likely for you to become ill. And also, because it becomes clogged so quickly, you also get far less oxygen, which then weakens your immune system and negatively affects your overall well-being. Okay, politically correct. I'm going to eat the mask off, bitch. Even at the time he was approached by unmasked Cornwall and pulled the mask off. A mask on either. What's her excuse? He's at least eating. She got to go to the bathroom or something. What, you can't wear a mask to go to the bathroom? What the hell? The pair shouted expletives at each other. By the way, I saw the news report on this, and some people were commenting about how he was immature, too. There were videos all over fucking YouTube. No, he wasn't. He was just responding in kind to her, and he didn't respond in full kind, because if he had, he'd have punched her in the face, too. Yeah, she punched an 81-year-old dude, or an 80-year-old dude in the face. That bitch is nuts. They shouted expletives at each other, with Cornwall hitting, scratching, and spitting at him during the row. Wasn't that unhygienic? I mean, if her biggest concern is the spreading of disease, should she be spitting on him? I mean, spitting is assault. I mean, it doesn't just... It just making physical contact isn't assault. Isn't the only thing that is considered assault. Spitting on someone is also assault. I much want to make a bet, though, that she served no time in prison. I mean, she would go to jail. She went to jail for the arrest and interview process, but I would be willing to bet that she gets probation or something. Or community service. She won't see one day in a prison. Scratching and spitting at him during the row. Row, get the fuck out of here. What row? The only row was the one that she started and instigated. She was taken into custody when the plane reached Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport. This is crazy shit, by the way. Who starts fights on an airplane? Do you want it to crash? Do you want it to die? She's totally nuts. The FBI source told Daily Mail that Connie Cornwall is due for an initial hearing on Monday at the federal courthouse in Atlanta. They're probably going to say that she was mentally ill or something. Can we have her in our psychologist's judge? We think that she was mentally unfit at the time. There's something wrong with her. She had depression and postpartum depression, even though she didn't have a baby. But they'll have to come up with this whole bunch of boatloader bullshit about why she's not responsible. You know. So, that's a picture of her. I think that's an old picture. I mean, she just looked totally, completely hagged out there, but it's not a good picture. She looks worse in the actual video of the incident. A high-flying realtor who worked for Coldwell Banker in Berkshire Hathaway, California, not anymore, has been revealed as the Delta Karen. Yeah, who was arrested by the FBI for attacking an 80-year-old passenger on a plane after he removed his mask to eat while she was herself maskless. Wow. That's crazy. Yeah. Typical leftist, as I say, not as I do. Couldn't say a seat of mine. She goes everywhere locally in a big gas-guzzling SUV, flies private jets, but you pissed gum, you! You should walk and mount your back everywhere and fly nowhere! Yeah. Patricia Cornwall, a real estate agent previously based in L.A. Yeah. Until she lost her hotness and thereby ability to make any real money and couldn't afford to live in L.A. anymore, who in the 1990s was a member of the Raiderettes cheerleaders for the then L.A.-based NFL team, was identified as the unruly passenger on the 35 from Tampa to Atlanta when the altercation took place. Cornwall, who's a former small-town actress, born by the name of Patty Britton, and had an honor on Baywatch, has recently moved to Florida. Of course. They want to pay all those crazy taxes and wants to get away from the environment created by her libtardism. She also appeared on an episode of Married with Children in 1989. She's old. And featuring Playboy cheerleaders before becoming a Raiderette in the 1990s. Okay. Interesting. She posted on a website looking for a room to rent for $1,200 a month in Okaloosa County in the Florida Panhandle. A room to rent? What? Oh, how the mighty is falling. She's so broke, she can't afford to rent her own motherfucking apartment. She's trying to rent a room. How about being down and out? Wow. Now, this is post-wall, yo. It's post-wall. So she was kind of hot. Rode the cock carousel well into her mid to late 30s, grafted along on her looks and not hard work or ability or merit, until, you know, she couldn't do that anymore. She didn't develop any real human capital, didn't really develop any actual skills, so once her looks were completely gone, she said, now I wonder, where's my money? Oh, I want to say, like the way the dodo, the way your looks did. And now I have no marketable skills, so I gotta move to Okaloosa County in Florida. And I can't even afford an apartment. It's great. Woo! The wall has more fucking consequences than just not being able to get hot chad cock anymore. Moving from California, I am single now, divorced. Wow. Imagine that, kid. No guy wants to be with her. Abroad, beats up 80-year-old dudes for eating food. And I had two grown children who were overseas in the UK. This broad is renting a room for $1,200 a month in Okaloosa, the Florida Panhandle. She got two grown children who apparently are not there for her. Wow. Can you imagine? Wow, what a great mommy she must have been. She has two grown children who apparently want nothing to do with her, who want to get away from her so bad that they moved overseas. And she's verging on homelessness. Renting a room is one step away from being homeless. Even I have my own apartment. I'm doing better than this broad. He wants to live on Baywatch. I've been practicing residential real estate for 13 years in Los Angeles, Westside, and not anymore. Apparently, your entirety of your success in real estate was based on how high and tight your ass and rack were. Yeah. Not bad. 20 years ago. Because she's a drunk now, a drug addict, potentially. Definitely a drunk. Looks pretty good there. I seen better. I've had better. But, yeah, the one on the right, meh, not so good. I like the one on the left better. It's looking broad, though, for sure. Ah, there she is in better times in a bikini. Now that looks nice. I like that. Remember that crazy video from years ago where that hot little dishy 5 foot, 5 foot two doctor in the tight white hot pants trashed that guy's Uber? I think it was in New York City or something. I don't remember exactly where. It might have been New York. Dark hair, the dark complexion. She was smoking hot, though. Great body. Trashed his Uber. Just walked away. She lost the job, but that. She didn't suffer any legal ramifications that I recall. That's hot girl privilege. No. You're not hot anymore, sweetheart. I've also lived in Florida in the past few years, and I'm excited to reintroduce Florida back in my life permanently. Renting a room will be a great start settling me in. Furnished is preferred. Don't losers live in rooms. Don't losers rent rooms. I mean, who rents a room in somebody else's house? You ever really down on your fucking luck to rent a room, yo? That's really, really sad. On her LinkedIn, she describes herself as luxury property specialist. You're a luxury property specialist. You can afford your own apartment. Okay? Unless you're really, really bad and fucking money. At Berkshire Hathaway Home Services California Properties, I get the feeling that she's hit a rough patch lately. Professionally, personally, probably because of some kind of drug or alcohol addiction. Cornwall 51 was not wearing face masks up there as he's flying. I find that so interesting. He said put his mask on and she's gonna punch him in the face, but she's not wearing a mask. But she took exception to an 80-year-old man, because he's a white male, taking off his face mask to eat and drink while at his seat. Yeah. I mean, isn't she spreading more germs being in the fucking aisle, moving down the length of the fucking plane without a mask, and him sitting in a single location, and anyway, he has to take his mask off to eat? I mean, what are you expecting, the star did that, honey? I mean, you want to do the whole flight, but I take the mask off even to eat? That's absurd. That's absurd. Absurd. The pair exchanged a volley of foul-mouthed insults. Yeah, I'm glad. The old man is clearly red-pilled and faced, and he knows the way to fight these people, and it's not to turn the other fucking cheek or ignore them or be the bigger person. Fuck that. Which ultimately descended into physical violence. No. I don't get attached in this. They're still trying to carry water for her, even though they're trying to make it look like they're not. No, it didn't descend into physical violence. She assaulted him. To say it descended into physical violence is to imply that he, at some point, was physically violent with her. And by the way, self-defense is not physical violence. Let's get that straight. Which ultimately descended into physical violence with at least one crew member and multiple other passengers reportedly injured while trying to take Cornwall away from the man who has not been identified. Yeah, because he's the victim. He shouldn't be identified. I know you lefties won't identify him, so you can go after him and shame him and maybe burn his fucking house down for having the audacity to stand up to a lefty broad preaching their orthodoxy. The attack came as the Federal Aviation Authority details a record of air raid attacks. I don't know what it is with you people. I don't get people. You're in a big fucking tin can at 35,000 feet. I don't think it would behoove you to be calm, cool, and collected. So the thing doesn't crash and burn with you in it. No, let's get nuts. Let's get crazy. It's a kid, 35,000 feet. With 5,300 reported in 2021. That's a lot. That's reported, by the way. You gotta think this incident is many more times this number that weren't reported in 2021 compared to only several hundred in previous years. Yeah, because you're forcing people to wear masks, and they're oxygen deprived. And it's annoying. And they're more likely to fucking act out in such a situation, according to Morning Consult. Many of the 5,300 were related to face masks. Meaning, lefty Karens like her complaining that other people are not adhering to the liberal orthodoxy's rules. Iria, when you get a drunk Karen on your flight to land, yeah, I figured she was probably drunk. She was captured hitting and scratching the passenger during the altercation. And yet she said, why are you wearing your mask? Look, she's actually got a mask on, but it's pulled down underneath her chin. That's not effective. So she's spinning and scratching and spreading germs as she's complaining about this dude not wearing his mask. No, typical leftist hypocrite, obviously. Wow, she's nuts. She's no small fry either. Look at that form. She's packed on a lot of bulk. We got a future linebacker here. Oh, man. Oh, there you go. There's the source of her unhappiness. She has many, many cats. So she's a closeted cat lady. She's got cats in place of children. She's divorced and got two grown kids. Who apparently want nothing to do with her. Because she's having a run of fucking Rome in Florida. Her kids don't want to help her out, apparently. Ex-husband, I'm sure, wants nothing to do with this crazy cat lady. And, you know, of course you knew she was a crazy cat lady, right? Following the brief violent interaction, she was then escorted to the back of the plane by flight attendants and was arrested. Good. That's the only time she'll spend in jail, though. We know. We know the truth of the matter is that she's a woman. She's gonna get off with a slap on the fucking wrist. No prison time. Probably suspended sentence, 2 years probation, 5 years probation, something like that. Something like that. It remains unclear how the other passengers and flight crew were injured and how severe those wounds were. It remains unclear to me why they took so long to do anything about it. Everybody was afraid to touch her. It took like 3 minutes for anybody to do anything. The guy in the food fucking cart wasn't hardly doing nothing. He was interacting with and physically making more contact with the old man than he was her. Nobody wanted to touch her, but somehow women are oppressed. Now, people are terrified of them because they know that to put their hands on them, even if the woman's in the wrong, it's this who'll probably go to jail. Yeah, but they don't have privilege, that old man. Supposedly, if you believe the less whole narrative, the feminist narrative, the old man has privilege. And she's oppressed. Cornwall is due to appear for an initial appearance at the federal courthouse in Atlanta on Monday, a source told the FBI. Okay. The FBI told the Daily Mail. Daily Mail reached out to Delta Airlines for comment. Not sure if they would get one. In a video captured by ATL and censored, Cornwall is seen angrily confronting the old man. Yep. Put your fucking mask on! After continuously refusing to comply with her demands, how dare he? How dare you not do what I tell you to do, man? Don't you know I've been oppressed for 20 billion years? Oh, the universe is only 13 billion years? Well, I've been oppressed for that long. Before I was, when human beings walked the earth, and before human beings were human beings, before they were even little fucking, mammals running around, we were amoeba. And even then, as a female amoeba, we females were oppressed. So I can tell you what to do, bitch. It's crazy. Cornwall then aggressively tells him to stand up. Wow. Gee, it's amazing that she just has cats and no man. Somebody that confrontational and masculine. He goes on to say, sit down, Karen! She then demands to help her. She repeatedly barks, telling him to mask up. The old crew member also demands Cornwall put her mask on, and she continues to request that they ask him to wear his. You put your mask up, bitch, he tells her. Did you call me a bitch? He replies, yes, I did. And then she, you know, seems smacky. She didn't smack him! Is this the UK? Is this a UK rag? Let me, the Daily Mail, is the Daily Mail UK rag? What is this? Is it, I forget. I think it might be. Because they're carrying a lot of fucking water for her. No, she didn't smack him. She punched him with a closed fist. And yeah, there's a difference. One is worse than the other. So they're trying to carry water for her, right? Everything's trying to equalize the responsibility for the altercation and to kind of lighten the load on her, make her look less culpable and make her actions less than what they actually were. She didn't smack him. She punched him in the face. You all saw it. Close fist. Anyway, goes on to say, now you're going to jail, the old man said. I wish that were true. I really wish it were. I really wish that she would have spent more than one night in a drunk tank, but that's not what happened. Anyway, the video has received over 7 million views. 7 million! I kind of think your future in real estate is over, sweetheart. I kind of think your real estate future is over. I don't foresee her getting a job in Florida as a real estate agent. And if she had one set up, which I would think would probably be the case, otherwise why move there? I think it's going bye-bye. Like your looks and your hot girl privilege. Now, you are still going to get your female privilege. You're still going to get a slap on the wrist with time served and probation. But I think your real estate career is going bye-bye. I think it already went bye-bye and she's renting a fucking room. Where's her money? Oh, there isn't any. And she's 51. And she's a hideous human being. And, nobody wants to hire her. Or pay her any decent money. That's great. Great! Her just desserts are coming. Well, not really, because if her just desserts were coming, she would serve actual prison time. You're talking about starting a fight and being violent and attacking other people on a plane. That's bordering on terrorism. But she's not going to serve a day in jail, I guarantee you. I'll bet anybody after $100 that this broad sees 0.000 prison time beyond the time she spent in the drunk tank in holding because she was bailed out, or who knows who bailed this broad out, or maybe she got let out on bond and only had to put up maybe 10%, or she got really cheap bail probably. Who knows? I guarantee you, no prison time. Community service, something like that. So there you go. There you go. Cornwall, a.k.a. the Delta Karen, got arrested upon arrival, and may or may not see jail time. Not. Guaranteed not. But she would if she was a he. And these are all old pictures. She's fat in the video that we all just watched. So, I guess her days of hot girl privilege are over. And I suppose she'll buy more cats, get more cats, maybe a few dogs. I don't know. Not male ones, of course, because apparently she's fed up with the male of the species. Yeah, look at her. You can tell she's fat there. Wow. So that's it. That's it. That's what happens when the hot girl privilege disappears. Girls, females of all ages continue to act as if they still have it. Because they're just not self-aware enough. They're just not aware enough, period, of how reality works, the world works, to know that the privilege is somewhat gone, though not completely. So, funny story. Let me know what you think in the comments section. Do you think that the Delta Karen is going to get jail time? Or do you think she'll get let off with a slap on the wrist? As I have said, slap on the wrist, obviously. She'll get a slap on the fucking wrist. Let me know what you think in the comments section. And be like and subscribe to my YouTube channel if you have not already. BITCHUTE.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. That's BITCHUTE.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. And again, if you really like and appreciate my content, go check out my website, TheRealistPhilosopher.com. That is TheRealistPhilosopher.com. Consider making a donation. And if anybody treats you like this, never, ever, 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 ever turn the other fucking cheek. Always respond in kind. Always stand up for yourself. Never let people treat you disrespectfully. Stand up to them. Confront them. Let you know you don't appreciate it. Especially when it's leftoids like this. We're complaining about some kind of breach of the politically correct social justice orthodoxy. Which isn't a real crime or any kind of real breach of etiquette there. Doing anything wrong of any kind, that's especially when you need to stand up for yourself. Anyhow, thank you for viewing and take care.